You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, the 26th of Sha'ban, 1445. And every day we are coming closer to Ramadan Mubarak. So our topic for tonight is Ramadan Mubarak and the Noble Quran, the Quran Sharif. Allah Jalla Wala Himself tells us in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse 185, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Allah Jalla Wala has informed us that this month of Ramadan is when the Quran Sharif was revealed to Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hence, there is a definite link between the Quran Sharif and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Ramadan Mubarak. So let us see now, what targets are we going to set ourselves for this Ramadan 1445, inshaAllah? What is the Quran Sharif, brothers? The Quran Sharif was, is, will always be Al-Mu'jizatul Kubra, the greatest, the biggest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is a living miracle. You see today, yea, in Chatsworth, all you listeners, obviously, you are not here, but everyone you heard on the various radio stations, it was an African brother reciting. The person who made imamat, an African brother. The one who read Qirat, an African brother. The person who read the Naat Sharif, an African brother. So this is the miracle of the Noble Quran. What do we see? Allah Jalla Wala made it such. In Africa, in all parts of the world, we can by heart this noble Quran. What is the Quran Sharif? 6,236 verses. And it has 114 chapters. 540 rukus. Why 540 ruku? Every night you read 20 rakats tarawih. And per rakat you read one ruku. So inshallah al-Aziz, you will complete the Quran Sharif on Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny, the night of majesty. So imagine how beautiful it is that the greatest night of the Islamic calendar, that night we complete the Quran Sharif. While I'm speaking about African people and the Quran Sharif, let me give you four or five quick examples. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in Gaza in the year 150. And then at the age of 2, his father passes away. His mother sits for Iddah, and then they had a meeting, consultation, they migrated to Makkah Mukarramah. He's drinking Zamzam all the time there, mashallah. At the age of 7, brothers, he completed the hifz of the Noble Quran, Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Who's his teacher, brothers? Who's his teacher, my sisters? His teacher is an African ustad, Imam Muslim bin Khalid Az-Zanji. Imam Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji taught him the Quran Sharif. He taught him to become a Hafiz, not of Quran only, to become the Hafiz of Muwatta Imam Malik, the Hadith Kitab of written by Imam Malik, rahimahullah. And he gave him permission at the age of 15, wa ajaza lahu bil ifta. He gave him permission at the age of 15, this African teacher, and said, O Muhammad bin Idris, you are an abqari, you are a genius. I give you permission, you can start issuing fatawa and verdicts already. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, who's one of his famous teachers? Atta bin Abi Rabah, the African teacher. When people would come, remember from far and wide, from Makkah Mukarrama, min kulli fajjin amiq, for umrah, for hajj, for ziyarat, and there was a dars, a lesson going on. Even the rulers like Harun Rashid and all of them, they could not go anywhere else. Everyone had to sit in the lesson, in the dars of Atta bin Abi Rabah. Kana a'lam an-nas bil manasik. He was the authority on all the masail, all the issues regarding hajj and umrah and so forth in his time. If you looked at him, his features were not so impressive. But when he spoke, it was bahrun la sahila lahu, an ocean of knowledge. So Imam Abu Hanifa's teacher, Atta bin Abi Rabah, go further. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's honorable mother passes away. Between Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah is a place called Abwa. So there she passed away, she's buried there, Sayyida Amina. So who takes the master, alayhi salatu salam, from there back to Makkah Mukarramah? Who are my brothers? So remember an African lady. What is the African lady's name? Her name Baraka. Her kunya agdoman Umme Ayman radiallahu anha. And when the master, alayhi salatu salam, would meet her after this incident, he, Habibuna rahmatullil alameen sallallahu alayhi salam, would address her, Ummi ba'da ummi. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressing the African lady, Ummi ba'da ummi. You are my mother after my biological mother. Imagine. This is our Islam, brothers. Our Islam is for all. Remember, we don't have a caste system and so forth and so on. The master alayhi salatu salam receives wahi revelation. The propagation goes on. The demise of the master alayhi salatu salam takes place. How sad the sahaba were. They were crying, weeping, sobbing. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an, Shaykhin, the greatest companions of the master alayhi salam, the greatest people to walk on this earth after all the prophets and messengers alayhi salatu salam, they made mashura, head consultation. They said, let us go and visit Umm Ayman radiallahu anha, the African lady, how Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go there occasionally. So, this hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. When they went there, she was weeping, sobbing, so much so that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu started crying, and he, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, started weeping, crying. They said, ya Umm Ayman, is not the master Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam gone to a better place? She said, 100%, I know that. Then why are you weeping so much, ma? You kiki ya Umme Ayman. What makes you cry so much? See the answer the African lady gave. One is the arsh, the heavens and the skies. One is the first, the land and the sand. She said, that whilst Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was physically in our midst, there was a link and a connection between the arsh and the farsh, between the heavens and the earth. And when the master alayhi salam made parda and the demise took place, innal wahya qadin qata'a. Wahi stopped coming. Because the messenger passed away, the message stopped coming. Therefore I'm crying so much. Now we are deprived of wahi and revelation. See the love they had for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they love they had for the Quran Sharif itself. So that is what is love, my brothers. Go further on. Me and you are in the African continent. We are in the tip here, Southern Africa, South Africa. You know, after us, there's no country. You got your oceans. You go to Cape Town, you got two oceans there. So, Maraj al-Bahrain, two oceans. So, the Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean. So, there's no country as such. Now, go further up to Habasha and to Ethiopia. Allah speaks of this incident that happened to the Africans. Sahaba radiallahu an were tortured, persecuted, remember there in Makkah. They took permission, Ya Rasulallah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you grant us consent and permission. We want to go now and migrate. The first migration was not to Madinah Munawwara. That was the second migration. The first migration was to Africa, to Habasha. So from Makkah Mukarramah, they came to the area we call Ethiopia nowadays. And some Sahaba came. The leader there was Najashi, a very fair and a just person. The Quraysh came and they made propaganda and said, these are our slaves, they ran away and so forth. Najashi didn't fall for their propaganda. He asked them that, what is your people's real story? They said, we are Muslims. These people are persecuting, torturing us. Mustafa Rasulullah gave us permission. We could come here because you are a very just ruler. He said, fine, I give you asylum. But read for me a passage of the noble Quran. Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu read. Ja'far radiallahu anhu is the brother of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He read Surah Maryam. Surah Maryam, chapter 19. The only lady whose honorable name is mentioned in the noble Quran. The surah comprises 98 verses. And is speaking about Mary and Jesus. Nabi Isa alayhi salam and Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha. And he is a Christian at that time. So when he reads, Ja'far radiallahu anhu is reciting. Najashi, his entourage, his ministers, his cabinet are listening. Quran speaks of this. If you don't understand chapter and verse, Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 83, the beginning of the seven Supara, the beginning of the seven Jews. The Africans are listening to the Arab, Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala. He's reciting, they're not yet Muslim, brothers. They're not yet Muslim. Allah is describing the scenario. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمْ. When they heard what was revealed to the Master alayhi salatu salam, the tears were flowing and their eyes were filled with tears. They cried whilst they were non-Muslims. You, my brothers, sisters, we are Muslim. We are born Muslim. We embrace Islam. When last did we cry reciting the Quran Sharif? I'm asking you this question. Go ask the children of Gaza. The bombs are coming in. Then what is going on? But they say, Al-Quran fi qulubina. We have Quran Sharif in our hearts. And they can come whatever they want to. We will never renounce and denounce our faith. That is Quran ki barakat. That is the value of Quran, my brothers. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day, tells Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was very short, you know. He wasn't a tall sahabi, very short. Read for me the Quran, Ya Abdullah. Ya Rasulullah, I must read the Quran Sharif for you. And while Quran was revealed upon you, he said, yes, uhibbu an astami'u min ghayri. I love to listen to it from somebody else. So he read. When he reached this verse, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئِنَا مِن كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئِنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, hasbuk, stop. He was looking down. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when he looked up, وَعِيْنَاهُ تَزَرِفَانِ. The Master alayhi salam weeping, crying. Think about it, my brothers. Habibullah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listening to the Quran Sharif and weeping. Tomorrow on the day of justice, you will be brought, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you will bear testimony against this ummah of yours. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew that sometimes you will have to testify against us, and maybe we are in serious trouble. So Ya Allah, give me a gift. What gift you want? وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَىٰ. Allah gave such a gift, that the Master alayhi salam was happy and pleased. What is the gift? Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. شَفَاءَتِي لِأَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. So my intercession will come to you on the day of justice, and then I will intercede for you, those who perpetrated, committed major crimes on my ummah. Tonight is a great night, big night, my brothers, auspicious night, the night of Jumu'ah. Raise our hands and say, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'atan nabiyyil mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the intercession of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yawm al-qiyamah, on the day of justice. So what happens now to Najashi and his ministers? There and then they crying and they announce, Rabbana amanna faktubana mashahideen. Ya Allah, record our names. We brought iman, Ya Allah. How the African people listening to few verses of the noble Quran and they embrace iman in Islam. Allah is so pleased with them. Their incident is mentioned in the noble Quran. So understand what we are doing, my brothers. Maulana Mubarak Khan, before Salat, I asked him, Maulana, when did you graduate there in Darul Uloom? So I was there in Newcastle from January 81 to 2001, mashallah, 20 years I was there. So mashallah, Maulana Mubarak Khan qualified, graduated in 99, he told me, he's here now 25 years making khidmat. I asked him, how many students you got in your madrasa? He said, in the maktab, you got more than 320 students. 320 students, very seldom in South Africa now, you will find a madrasa, 320 students. Make Qadr, appreciate what you got, my brothers. Ask me, I traveled so many countries of the world. When I went to Santana, when I went to Brazil. So what happens there? I arrived there, I want to show you what is Ramadan and what is Quran. So my brothers, when I arrived there in Santana in Brazil, it was just Asr time, Ramadan. So I met brothers, I asked the Maulana, they were South African. I said, who's all these people? They say, all Palestinians. I said, Subhanallah, I love Palestine and I love Palestinian people. So I met everyone and then I told few of them with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, I've been to Palestine 5 times. So they were so elated, delighted, all that. So then after Maghrib to Isha, we fasting. So we had our meals. So Isha time, Imam Stab stood up. All Palestinian. 1,000 of them or more. Mother tongue Arabic. Not one Hafiz. Not one Hafiz. Listen to, I'm not passing fatwa here. I'm telling you what happened on that occasion. So Imam Stab stood up. You must remember and what he said. He said, Ja al Imaj, Ja al Sheikh al Kabir. He said, a big Sheikh came. You see my size. You see. He said, a big Sheikh came today in our midst. You see. So now, you know, these Sheikh with characters, they don't read 8 rakats Tarawih. They don't read 20 rakats Tarawih. They read 8 rakats. I'm not passing fatwa. I'm relating to you what happened there. So you must understand all the Darut Tahfiz, the Hifz classes you got, the madrasas you got, for the poor, for the African, for the Indian, for the Chinese, for the whoever. How much you must appreciate it. So this Imam stood up before Isha, he said, Ja'a Shaykhul Kabir, a big Shaykh came today, so tonight we won't read 8 rakats Tarawih, we will read 4 rakats Tarawih. Then the people asked, what about, he said, no, when Shaykh give the talk, Allah also, he understands, that will take the place of the other 4 rakats. These are all Arabs, proper Palestinians. So now Isha, he read. I'm right behind him. Then we read the two sunnahs, right? So now he must read his now so-called four rakat tarawih. How he read? You see that fan there? So he brought a bench like that, so high. And then he put a big Quran Sharif in front. I can see I'm behind him. So he reads like this. He's reading there, looking inside the Quran. Lan waladdallin. They all say loud, Ameen. Now he reads. Lan tanalul birra hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. Like that. He reads. One page finished. Allahu Akbar. Listen. Then second rakat, he reads the second page. Listen. Looking inside. After salam, then he turns the page. Now he's going to read the third page and the fourth page. You see? So now Tarawih finished, isn't it? Four rakat, he said. So he told me to fadl, ya Sheikh, come start your talk. I told him, Sheikh, you made from 20 to 8, 8 to 4 rakat Tarawih. So what about the witr? Just now you will tell them no witr also. He said, oh yeah. So now we read witr salat. Listen. So see, brothers. Next day, so now it's night time. So I told my wife, you go that side there, Qismun Nisa, to where the ladies are, I will go. I want to show you what is the halat, the condition of this ummah. When we went there, I saw with my own eyes, my brothers and sisters, Arab children, their mother tongue is Arabic, but they forgot the Arabic alphabet also. Our ulama, jazahumullahu khaira, our ustaz from South Africa, some hafiz, some alim, some imam, they teaching them alif, ba, ta, sa, what you will say alif, be, te, se. Our non-Arabs, South African ulama, are teaching the Palestinian children, Arabs, the Arabic alphabets. After that, then they start learning the words and then they become hafiz and then all this happens. So what the great boundary, Maulana Mubarak will tell me now, Maulana, in this area, how many places, venues you have for Tarawih?
Six.
See, Maulana says six. And everyone will have 2, 3, 4 readers. How fortunate we are, my brothers. I'm telling you my incidents. When I travel, I used to cry sometimes, Ya Allah, that we're not making qadr of our ulama. We're not making qadr and appreciating our hufaz, our imams. Allah has blessed South Africa. We have the greatest amount of hufaz in the whole world if you take per capita. No way you'll find so many hufaz. And go to all the Darul Ulooms. The graduation took place now. They're in Azadwell, in Zakaria, and in Spingo, and there. Go ask the principals, the teachers. 50 students, 100 students, 20 students, and they're all graduating, hafiz, some ulama, and so forth. Uruguay. If you want the examples, I give you one, two. The whole country, 4 million, 5 million people, there isn't a single masjid. Whole country, no masjid. Leave everything else. Jazahumullahu khair, our brothers there in Transvaal, in Johannesburg, Gauteng now. Allah put some fikr in their heart, so they said, fine. So we will go. South America is very easy. You book your ticket now, tomorrow, whenever. You go, you don't need visa, nothing. You know? South Africa, 100%, very good. They like us. So you go there, Uruguay. So we went, you see. So between Asr, Maghrib, I sit like this on a chair and I deliver a talk. Don't worry, my sisters, I'm still alive. Normally, if they suppose the sisters think that AK passed away. Yeah? Right. So you must remember this one. So Maulana Mubarak is a Mubarak person, he's my student, so he gave me water, so I don't want to refuse him, you see. He said this old man needs some water, he needs some petrol, you understood? So now you give him some petrol. You know, petrol price also went up, you know. So anyway, so I was lecturing. So two people walked in, white guys, policemen. So I asked the Maulana, for who are they looking? They said, they're looking for me or what? He said, no. One husband, he bashed his wife up, assaulted her. So wherever she goes, two policemen come. I said, Subhanallah, in South Africa, they killed the wife, no policemen come. So Yeah, he hit the wife, two policemen come. You understood? Then I told our brothers, now is iftar time just now, don't give them dates and that what. Give them nice samosas, bhajas, all that. You know these whites, how they love it. For us, under apartheid, what they used to call coolies, you know. And we eat samosas, three hook, coolie cook. Three hook, coolie cook, you know. Now you Durban guys, sometimes you'll make all character. So one Durban guy came in the 80s, 70s there to Heidelberg. So then, he's Damas and Yera, male and female, he read dames here. And you Durban guys, you'll know what's the meaning of dames, you see. So you read Damas, he read dames here. So anyway, brothers and sisters, so what happened is this, so they ate nicely. Now the Imam read all that, they were all 8 rakat business, you understand. So after 4 rakat, that you were elderly gentleman, policeman and a young guy. So that young guy saw us going ruku, sajda, he said, let me also join. Not Muslim. That's exercise, you know. We know nothing, we in front. So after Tarawih, they came to me, these youngsters and so. And they say, Mufti Sahib, you know what happened? So I asked, what happened? They say, policeman read namaz. I said, very good. He said, no, how about, I'm saying very good. He's not even Muslim. He said, no, but you don't know how he read. So I said, how he read? So he read Tarawih like this. Policeman, non-Muslim, read 2 rakat Tarawih. Santana, we read 4 rakats. He read 2 rakats. You understand? So, and he's not Muslim. So he read like this. He put his hand here by his chest. He got tired. He put it here under his navel. Because you see some guys like this, some like that. He got tired, he put it here on his side. And then after that, salam, he ran away. So they told me he read like that. So I said, you brothers, you'll never understood what policeman did. They said, what policeman did? I said, when he started, he was a Shafi'i. Then he got tired, he said, I want to be a Hanafi. Then he got tired, he said, I want to be a Maliki. And after salam, he said, I want to be Salafi. You know the Salafis, forever they're running away. So Allah kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'an. That is Allah. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. When I went back, I've been 4, 5, 6, I can't remember also. I went back to Montevideo, to Uruguay. Just casually I asked now the Maulana. I said, Maulana, policeman ka kya hal hai? What happened to that policeman? He say, policeman to Musliman ho gaya. My brothers, he made sujood in the state of kufr, disbelief. But Allah Jalla wala loved his sajda and Allah gave him hidayah. You see, brothers, these are not fairy tales. Ask me, I traveled so many countries, I saw ajaib, different things. Our Muslim countries today, your Haramain Sharifain, but al-Asaf is shadeed, we have to speak the truth, it's very unpleasant. We love the Haramain Sharifain, but what's happening there, that is, remember, totally unacceptable. During COVID time, 2020, they told us they're going to read 10 rakats Tarawih. But now there's no COVID. The cinemas are full. They made cinema right next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam masjid in Madina Munawwara. They is packed to capacity, all that. They don't speak anything about. But our masajid, they said, no, you must read short salat. Make short dua and do all these things here. And you must read 10 rakats and just finish it up. Sheikh Atiyah, for you ulama and students, write all this what I'm telling you. It'll help you in life. Because most of you, because they all passed away, you never even meet them now or that time there. So there was a sheikh. Sheikh Shanqiti's favorite student, Sheikh Shanqiti, remember, he wrote Adwa'ul Bayan, one of the great tafasir. So Sheikh Shanqiti's favorite student was Sheikh Atiyah Salim. I used to sit in his dars almost every day in Madina Munawwara. Sheikh Atiyah Salim, for you ulama students, people, wrote a book regarding Salatul Taraweeh in Masjidun Nabawi, Aksar Min Alfi Ameen. 20 rakats Tarawih took place in Masjid Nabawi for more than 1,000 years. And this MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, came, he abolished, demolished everything, changed the whole Sharia. Are you understanding what's happening? understand what's happening, my brothers. Don't go to Makkah, Medina, close your eyes and you don't know what's happening. You go Makkah, you will see there Safa, Marwa, other places. Uru'yatu Ishreen wa Thalathin. Vision 2030. What is Vision 2030? The Americans and the Jutlas and them told him, for this MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, that you must finish up Islam by 2030. Our holiest place, my brothers, Islam every day is being sacrificed and compromised. Tomorrow, Sheikh Faisal Ghazawi, his forefathers came from Gaza, will deliver the khutbah. For over 20 years, where I'm translating the khutbah from Makkah, Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy. For the past 6 months, 8 months, 9 months or so, no imam in Makkah, and that is allowed to make dua, to use the word Yahud. You can't say in your dua, Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin. If they make dua, so last week was Sudais, before him was this one, before him, they will say, Allahumma alayka bis sahayina al-mu'taddin. Ya Allah, punish the Zionists. But they can't say punish the Jews. Our Haramain Sharifain, and we can't take the word Yahud. Is that not an indictment, a disgrace for us? I'm asking you. Think properly. I started with my talk because I saw so many African brothers here and students here. I felt so happy. I want you to get motivated and encouraged. Our Ustad, Sheikh Omar Falata, that when I used to sit, we used to sit in his dars, I used to go kiss him on his forehead or kiss him on his hand. He taught Hadith Sharif in Masjid Nabawi for 49 years. From Nigeria he was. One of the greatest scholars of Hadith in our time. Sheikh Omar Falata, Rahimahullah. Go learn about these people, what things they did. So, you know what honor Allah gave him for this African? Where the Master, alayhi salatu salam, is resting, he used to sit right next day inside Riyazul Jannah and next to Riyazul Jannah, where Imam Malik, rahimahullah, used to teach Hadith Sharif. Who's got that honor today? Nobody's even allowed to sit there and give lessons. The crowd is so big. But for Sheikh Omar Falata, they gave him that honor, the African muhaddith and scholar. One day he asked me, Mata takharrajta min al-jamia? When you qualified from Jamia Islamiyah and the So I smiled and I told him, Sheikh, I studied by you in the masjid. So he got very happy. I said, I never went Jamia, nothing. I studied here by you. So he told me, come with me. Then he gave me nice kitabs and so forth and so. See, brothers, where we supposed to go, Quran, and where I'm giving you. Nevertheless, now we're on this. Go to Makkah Mukarramah, and I come back to Medina Munawwarah. In Makkah Mukarramah, our Ustad Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, well in his 80s. He's so old, but he wrote 12, 13 tafsir of the Noble Quran. All in Arabic, obviously. He's from Halab, from Aleppo, there in Syria. He fell very ill. He's in hospital. His son Ahmed related this incident to me. He said, he told the doctors, give me discharge. I don't want to stay here. I'm very busy. I got a lot of work to do. So the ustad, they asked him, the son, your father, what is so busy? He's over 80 years old. He said, ask him, he'll tell you. He said, I'm busy with my one more tafsir and there's one, two Jews, one, two paras still left. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood. The aim is not just to finish the Quran, my brothers and sisters. The aim is to finish our life in the khidmah, in the service of the Noble Quran and the Sunnah. That should be our aim. We just read the Quran, we have competition, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. So now you say, how much you reading? He say, okay, now they start. So now she sees the mother-in-law is beating her, so she just turned 2 pages, you see? And this type of thing. Quick, you see? So which kind of khatam we making? Tomorrow, on the day of justice, Al-Quran hujjatul laka aw alayk. This Quran Sharif, it will bear testimony for you, or it will bear testimony against you. So my brothers, I give you incidents of our teachers, people who we have met and so forth. My honorable teacher by who I studied Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. He passed away well in his 90s. Now 4-5 years ago he passed away. Hazrat Maulana was very young, 15-16 years old. In that area there, they had no hafiz. So everybody was worried that who will perform Taraweeh. So Maulana said, "Main suna dunga, I will be your imam." But some people knew that he's not a hafiz. So I asked him, Maulana Mubarak, one day here in South Africa, we were alone. I told him, "Hazrat, ye to meri samajh se balatar hai, is beyond my perception, comprehension. Explain to me how you read the whole Quran Sharif and became hafiz in 27 days. So he just smiled. He said, from Sehri time till Iftar time, I have to learn, and then come on the Musalla, ask Allah, my Ustad's dua, Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Khan Sahib, Nawar Allah Marqadahu. So he studied the Hazrat Ji. And every night he read one and quarter, one juz, one. 27 nights he completed the whole Quran. Hafiz of Quran in 27 nights. I'm not speaking of Sahaba's time, and I'm speaking of our teacher. When we went to Saharanpur, Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya, Sheikh Al-Hadith, Nawar Allah Marqadahu, every day in Ramadan, you must remember that day and night, completing Quran. Just like Al-Imam Shafi'i, Rahimahullah, was a genius. I told you at the age of 7, he became a Hafiz. When Ramadan came, my brothers, Al-Imam Shafi'i used to complete the Quran Sharif 61 times. One Ramadan. How 61 times? Daytime one Quran Sharif, nighttime one Quran Sharif, on the Imam's Musalla 20 rakats, another Quran. My message to you, my brothers, Ramadan will start inshallah in South Africa Monday night, Tuesday first song. Make sure no day must pass and never read the Quran Sharif. When you open the Quran, kiss the Quran. You all know Abu Jahl, you've heard of him. Allah wants to give hidayat. His son became Sahabi, radiallahu anhu warda. His name Ikrima. The hadith is mentioned in Sunan Darimi. When Ikrima, radiallahu anhu, would take the Quran Sharif, he would kiss it and say, "Hada kalamu Rabbi, Hada kalamu Rabbi." This is the direct speech of my Allah. See, father became enemy of Allah. Son became the beloved of Allah. In the battle of Yarmouk, he told his son, "This Ikrimah, we're going to fight till the death." And then both father and son became shuhada and martyrs. This is what inspires our children, our mujahideen in Gaza, when they read all these type of things. Life is short. Let us leave such a legacy that will inspire thousands of other people and so forth and so on. Our Gaza, every day you're reading on your phone, you're reading the newspaper, you're doing this, you're doing that. So what you see? Do you know Gaza is Madinatul Hufaz? In Gaza, there were 30,000 Hufaz. Many of them passed away now because of these Zionist Jutlas and Shaitans, what they're doing, you all know. So their aim is to take away the Quran, destroy our madrasas, destroy our masajid, and people must not have time. But the more they try, because Allah's system is this. Pay attention to what I'm saying. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard. Allah is the Nur, the radiant effulgence in the heavens and in the earth. Who is Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُهُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. The Master alayhi salam is Nur. His message is Nur. Chapter 14, verse 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. The Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must take the people out from the darknesses and bring them to the Nur and the radiance and effulgence of Islam. What is Quran Sharif? وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. Every verse of the noble Quran is Nur and radiance. And then, O Muslim, O Muslima, O Saim, O fasting person, who are you? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Whoever Allah opens our hearts, the Nur enters. And when the nur enters, my brothers, then what will happen? The enemies will try and destroy us. You don't see, you heard yourself. They come on the radio and they try and blackmail me, intimidate me. You heard what they said. We're coming for you, AK. We're coming. I said, you come with AK-47. I got AK-255. You know, AK-255. AK, Ayatul Kursi. 255, verse number 255. So if the crew come, they ask, hey, nigga Lomali, you must tell him, hey, Vena, I got AK-255. You see? So you must remember. So you understood? So read Ayatul Kursi. Allah will protect us everywhere, inshallah. But what is the lesson I want to give you? Quran speaks of this. Surah 61, verse 8. Allah says in the present tense and future tense, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their motive, their intention, their operations are this. They want to extinguish and remove the nur of Allah. They want to remove Islam. They want to remove it from our children. Tomorrow, the school in Rustenburg. So what's going to happen? They say gender swap. What they say? Gender swap. So now my son, your daughter are going to go to school tomorrow. The son will wear a skirt. So Eve will become Steve. And Steve will become Eve. You see? So the boy will wear a skirt. You see? And the girl will wear a trouser and a tie. And then they will shake like that. This is the new South Africa. Freedom, freedom, and all. So this are all the Dajjal Shaitani business. They want, we must become a nation that we must allow that the homosexuality, gay business, and we get taught our children must accept you can have two fathers and two mothers. That is what they want to do. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Allah says, the more they try to do that, then I am going to use you. How Allah will use us? وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. That when they try to extinguish the nur of Allah, Allah will let Islam spread in all parts of the world, although the non-Muslims hate it and detest it. So understand, my brothers, this Ramadan 1445 is very special for us. The whole global narrative is changing. Before 7th October, 90%, 80% of the world was supporting America, Israel, Britain, and all. When the whole world saw our children passing away, our mothers being killed, our masajid being destroyed, so now they all become sympathetic to Palestine. They become sympathetic to Islam. And this is the golden time for us to present. We don't have to make propaganda. Present Islam, the Quran Sharif, in its pristine purity. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an, he used to kiss the Quran and say, Hada Dusturu Rabbi, this is the constitution of my Allah. Quickly, brothers, before we end, I want to give you 5-6 advices. Every person here, brothers, sisters, listening children, make this niyyah today is Laylatul Jumu'ah. That at least one khatam I will make of the Quran Sharif this Ramadan. We all make that intention, inshallah. So we must say, Ya Allah, one khatam I will make. You make more, Alhamdulillah. But minimum one, we all will do that, inshallah. Second one, now you're coming to the ending, right? Of the Quran Sharif, you're going to make your khatam. In Islam, everything of ours, we fulfill our duty with beauty. Now when you come to the last 22 surahs, from surah wad-duha downwards, so what must you do? This is how you make khatmul Quran, the sunnah way. Mentioned by Ibn Kathir in Tafsir Ibn Kathir. Mentioned by Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah in Ma'ariful Quran. We met Hazrat Mufti Sahib also. So he passed away on the 10th of Shawwal 1976. So when you come to wad-duha, so listen, easy way I show you. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. You completed surah wad-duha. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. When you finish Alam nashrah, fa idha faraghta fansab wa ila rabbika farghab. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون. So we got an idea now. After each surah, say Allahu Akbar. من الجنة والناس. Then again Allah. Now you. خدمت of the Master عليه الصلاة والسلام for 10 years in Medina Munawwara. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa special dua for him. When he used to complete the Quran, not only Ramadan, throughout the year, Jama'a ya ahlahu wa iyalahu. His wife, children, grandchildren, over 100 they were. So whoever there was there present, he would call them all, come, we're making dua. It's a glorious occasion, wonderful occasion. You say, but I don't know Arabic. In any language, you make dua to Allah. You just say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You read Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. And thereafter, mashallah, you make your dua. And tell your wife, she must say, Ameen. Tell your children, say Ameen. But you don't make dua like this. Ya Allah, give me second wife and your wife must say Ameen. So you also must use your common sense. You understand? You can't be so crazy. You must remember this type of things there. So make dua for yourself. Make dua for your children. Make dua for our beloved country, the whole ummah, and so forth and so on. Tonight is Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah. You children, you youngsters, you're becoming Hafiz. MashaAllah, our brother here, how beautiful he read. I forget all your names, you know. Nevertheless, so you're becoming a Hafiz. Shaitan will always come. It's very hard, it's very difficult. And then the parents say, yeah, leave it. No, parents, you must encourage your child. Wallahi, it is the greatest miracle Allah gave. Quran says it's the greatest miracle. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. When Allah gave you Quran, you became Hafiz of Quran, you became Mufassir of Quran, you are connected to the Quran. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. It's better than everything the world can give you. It's better than everything, all the gold, silver, platinum, whatever you want to call. Put everything together, this Quran Sharif is better than that. That is Quran's promise, my brothers. I'll give you a nice story. Let me finish this. This hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. I want all you youngsters to practice on it tonight. So, after Isha, inshallah. So, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu came to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm learning, I'm forgetting. Okay, Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah come, you read 4 rakat salat. You know the surahs by heart, Surah Fatiha, Surah Yasin. First rakat. Second rakat, Surah Fatiha, Surah Dukhan, Surah 44. In the 25th juz, 25th supara. Third rakat, like how we read the sunnahs of Zuhr, before Zuhr salat. Third rakat, Surah Fatiha, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. You see. So in this sequence. And then fourth one, Surah Fatiha, Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarakalladhi. Okay? So remember this happened. So if you don't know the surahs, no problem. Look inside and read Surah Yasi, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Tabarak, and thereafter read 2 rakat namaz. Ya Allah, I read it. You give me a powerful retentive memory. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, open Tirmidhi Sharif under Fadailul Quran and you'll find. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Salatan aw khamsan aw sab'an. You must do this 3 consecutive weeks or 5 weeks or 7 weeks. Allah will make you such a hafiz, you'll become hafiz of Quran and a hafiz of hadith also, inshallah. You see, brother? We have everything. I left for Pakistan. I became Hafiz by my Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. I'll go visit him, inshallah, on Saturday. So we must never forget our teachers. Always, you must. Today, this morning, I contacted my teacher in Pakistan, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab. I asked Hazrat Tabiat Kaisi, how you reach Pakistan, everything. You know the man is so happy that at least my one student, he phoned me, contacted me, and so on. ایسے حضرت رمضان کا مہینہ شروع ہونے والا ہے, آپ ہمارے لیے دعا کیجیے گا. سو یو میک دعا فار اس. سو آل یو چلڈرن اسٹوڈینٹس ہو بیکم حافظ, ٹمارو یو گون ٹو اسٹینڈ آن اے مصلی, سو یو مسٹ اسپیک ٹو یور ٹیچر and tell him, make dua that I can read Quran. Sometimes we get blackout. You people, you don't understand what is the imam. You only know, I must see which imam goes the fastest. I don't want Tarawih, I want Ferrari. Understand? So this type of things there. That is not Tarawih, brothers. So we must ask our parents, kiss their hand, kiss our teacher's hand, and ask them to make dua for us. So I from Heidelberg, small little dorpy and town. So it was a Monday I was leaving for overseas. So Sunday all the men came, you know. They used to call us Hafizab, Hafiji, you see. So, you know, you just need one guy to start the chabi, you know. So the one guy told me, two of them told me. Others said, but these two I won't forget. So one guy told me, Hafiji. I said, gee, I just looked down and I'm frightened also. First time I'm going overseas. So he said, to me, jao molvi banwano. You will become a molvi. I said, gee. He said, pagar bo ochu che. The wages is very less. You must think properly. I'm going tomorrow and you're telling me all this today. Instead of encouraging me, I read his janaza also, you know. I think even when I read janaza, the thought came in my mind. So you must. But see what Allah gave us. You just give your life to Quran Sharif. Give your life to Sunnah. In khulus, there is khulus. Just serve the deen of Allah with sincerity. Allah will bring the dunya at your feet. I promise you that. Remember this type of thing. Yeah. Now, but what we did, if our son wants to say, I want to become Hafizab, he say, that we don't want you to become. We discourage our children. You buy the cow, the milk, one gift say the guard about the wages. Then the other guy said, you know, you just need one guy to key things up. So the other guy said, Afiji, tame jao morvi banwano. He said, trustee, mafki, you know, I don't even know who the trustees here. He said, trustee bo kharab chie. The trustees are horrible people. If you tell the children nonsense, they're going to fire you also. You see the mentality. We have the greatest gift, the Quran, my brothers. Take the Quran. You see in the morning. I just read namaz, beg Allah, Ya Allah. We're going on the radio, have mercy, Ya Allah. What these people will ask, we don't know. Only you can help us, Ya Allah. So ask Allah. So I'm begging you, brothers. Connect ourselves. Say that Umar, one day he came. I just give you this incident. And he asked, who you made the imam there? Who you made the imam there? He said, He said, Kulluhum al Mawali. These are all people who were slaves and they got freedom now. You made all the Mawali? You made all the people who were once upon a time slaves or their fathers were slaves? They said, yes, they know Quran, Ya Amir al Mu'mineen. He said, Sadaqa Rasulullah. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth. And always the master speak the truth. He said, Umar is the Rawi, the reporter, the hadith in Muslim Sharif. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَدَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. The more you attach yourself to Quran, the more Allah will elevate you. The more you detach yourself, the more Allah will debase you and relegate you. So I beg you, brothers, sisters, children, every day Ramadan Mubarak, fasting is a duty. Tilawatul Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. Fasting is a duty. And tilawat of Quran is the duty. We thank all the trustees, all the imams here, mashallah, all our directors, Radio Ansar, Sirius FM, our Markaz Sahaba, Muhammad Ikhlas and the Capital Group, and mashallah, our Hafiz Wadi, our team that's here, our brother Dawood Mundli, our brother Hafiz Muhammad Bassa, our brother Muhammad Asma, Salim Asma, Jazakumullahu Khairan. We got 4 or 5 minutes left, brothers. Let's make dua. We are in the masjid, is Laylatul Jumu'ah, make dua for Gaza, and make dua for the Ummat and Muslimah. All of us, remember, Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. We must beg Allah, Allah make decisions in our favor. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم احدا اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك اللهم ارنا عجائب قدرتك فانهم لا يعجزونك اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الاحزاب اهزمهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش الامريكيين واسرائيليين واعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم اجدد وتدغ عليهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين ورحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين When you make dua brothers on your own also you finish say آمين آمين Allah accept inshallah inshallah is Isha Azan now purpose is Jamaat and after it is first is Isha then is Asha Asha is the chows. You remember? Isha, then Asha. Don't run away. Read Isha and then the church. Allah give tawfiq.